Learn more about the fascinating journey of Ibn Battuta, the first ever travel writing by Ibn Jubayr, and the courageous Chinese explorers Hing He. We bring you stories from the travels and lives of nine Muslim explorers that brought us modern-day geography, map-making, and cross-border trade. Mondays to Fridays during Ramadan 2016 at 8:15 a.m. Repeats at 6:50 p.m. The Global Village, the vast expanse of an unknown world discovered.
Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Musa al-Khawarizmi. Not a lot is known about his life as a whole. Well, except the little fact that he founded algebra and introduced the zero and the Arabic numerals to the world. But he was more than that. He was a geographer, a cartographer, though he has been remembered over the centuries as a mathematician. Join us as we discover that Al-Khawarizmi has done a lot more than solve quadratic equations.
Al-Khawarizmi was born in Khwarizm around 780, 164 years after Hijri, in modern-day Uzbekistan. Back then, it was part of Greater Khorasan within Persia. He moved with his family to Baghdad, the center of knowledge and learning during an age that is now known as the Golden Age of Islam. There, he would rise in ranks and eventually be at the head of the House of Wisdom.
We will discuss the House of Wisdom shortly, inshallah. For now, let us focus on Al-Khawarizmi.
His contributions to the world are many, but it was his contribution to astronomy, geography, and cartography that led him here.
While at the helm of the House of Wisdom, he embarked on two more projects that are ranked second only to his work on algebra. A colossal work consisting of approximately 37 chapters on calendric and astronomical calculations and 116 tables which included the sign values. It contains tables for the movements of the sun, the moon, and the five planets known at the time. It marked the turning point in Islamic astronomy. The original Arabic version is lost, but a version by the Spanish astronomer Maslama al-Majriti has survived in a Latin translation.
He was then appointed by the Khalifa al-Ma'mun to head a consortium of 70 Muslim scholars to determine the length of a degree of latitude. The end result would be Al-Khwarizmi's third major body of work, Kitab Surat al-Ard, Book on the Appearance of the Earth, which was finished in 833. It is a revised and completed version of Ptolemy's geography, consisting of a list of more than 2,000 coordinates of cities and other geographical features.
Using wooden rods as measures, the Khalif's scholars traveled a north-south road until they saw a change of 1 degree in the elevation of the pole star. Their measurements resulted in an amazingly accurate figure for the Earth's circumference, 41,526 kilometers.
There is only one surviving copy of Kitab Surat al-Ard, which is kept at the Strasbourg University Library. It opens with a list of latitudes and longitudes in order of weather zones. That is to say, in blocks of latitude and, in each weather zone, by order of longitude.
In the book, Al-Khawarizmi corrected Ptolemy's overestimate for the length of the Mediterranean Sea from the Canary Islands to the eastern shores of the Mediterranean, which was overestimated at 63 degrees of longitude, while Al-Khawarizmi almost correctly estimated it at nearly 50 degrees of longitude. And unlike Ptolemy, he depicted the Atlantic and Indian Oceans as open bodies of water, not landlocked seas. Al-Khawarizmi thus set the prime meridian of the Old World at the eastern shore of the Mediterranean, 10 to 13 degrees to the east of Alexandria and 70 degrees to the west of Baghdad. Most medieval Muslim geographers continued to use Al-Khawarizmi's prime meridian.
It is argued that had Columbus the work of Al-Khawarizmi, he might have avoided many mistakes and he would have actually ended up where he wanted to be in the first place.
By the time he died in 850 CE, that is 235 after Hijri, Al-Khawarizmi had left a wealth of books, manuscripts, papers, and treatises from trigonometry, geography, and astronomy, and from algebra and mathematics to sundials, the astrolabe, and history.
There is no doubt he was one of the greatest scientific minds that have ever lived.
What was the House of Wisdom, or Bayt al-Hikmah? The House of Wisdom was in resources, status, size, resources and patronage similar to that of the present-day British Library in London or the National Bibliothèque in Paris. It also served as an academy for the arts and sciences where scholars came together for dialogue, discussions and discourses.
The Khalif, Harun al-Rashid, who ruled for 23 years, built a scientific academy which housed a huge bookstore containing manuscripts and books about various subjects in the arts and the sciences in different languages.
In this academy, translators, scientists, scribes, authors, writers, and others used to meet every day for translation, reading, writing, scribing, discourse, dialogue, and discussion. Many manuscripts and books in various scientific subjects and philosophical concepts and ideas and in different languages were translated there.
From the languages which were spoken, read, and written, they were Arabic, Farsi, Hebrew, Aramaic, Syriac, Greek, and Latin, also occasionally Sanskrit, which was used to translate the old Indian manuscripts in astronomy and mathematics.
The renowned scholar Abu Yusuf Yaqub al-Kindi, he was a physician, philosopher, mathematician, geometer, logician, and astronomer, was chosen by al-Ma'mun to be one of the scholars charged with the translation of the works of Aristotle. He had his own personal library at home, which was referred to as al-Qindiya.
It is said that al-Ma'mun had heard about the magnificent Sicily library, so he wrote to the king of Sicily asking him for the entire content of the Sicily library to incorporate it in the library of the House of Wisdom. The king, on the advice of his bishops that the content of these books did no good to the people of the ancient world, sent the content of the Sicilian library to the Khalif. Oral tradition reports of 100 camels being used to transport handwritten manuscripts and books from Khorasan to Baghdad to include them in the library.
Tragically, the House of Wisdom and the golden age of Islamic civilization came to a brutal end on the 12th of February 1258 with the Mongol invasion of Baghdad. The magnificent collection of books and manuscripts were thrown into the muddy waters of the River Tigris, whose brown color turned black for days as a result of the washing away of the ink used in the writing of these books and manuscripts.
Sadly, during the 2003 war in Iraq, the Central Library in Baghdad, the House of Islamic Manuscripts, and many other university and public libraries in Baghdad, Mosul, and Basra were pillaged and burnt down. The heritage contained in the Iraqi Museum suffered the same.
A point has to be made here about the term medieval, frequently used in civilization literature. It is not acceptable to speak of Islamic medieval civilization or Islamic medieval science. This is because the term medieval applies to European history only. For while Europe was asleep during the Dark Ages, Middle Ages, Medieval Ages, Islamic civilization, culture and heritage were in ascendancy and reached their highest achievement in various parts of the Islamic world.
Join us in part 4 as we delve into the intriguing discoveries surrounding an inscription ring and Ibn Fadlan, inshallah.
The Global Village has been researched and compiled by Hafidha Rayhana Umar, narrated by Ijaz Khan and Tufail Patel, overseen by Mufti Yusuf Musaji, a production of Radio Islam.